Good morning, Macoupin County. Welcome to Mark My Words. I am Mark Duggar with the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. Farmers are 100% supportive of ensuring clean water, including through appropriate regulation. But the 2015 Waters of the U.S. rule had no resemblance to responsible oversight. Instead, it was an overreach of massive proportions. That's why its defeat is a big win for agriculture and for America, and why the American Farm Bureau is proud to have led the effort to hit the reset button. Across the Farm Bureau family, our grassroots showed up and led the charge in making our voices heard. We called on virtually every member of Congress, offered testimony, engaged the administration in frank dialogue, and led court challenges. This win shows that we can achieve through the full impact of Farm Bureau's firepower, from expert policy analysis and legal advocacy to communication and grassroots engagement. It shows the great things we can accomplish when we speak with one voice to defend what is right and good for our farms, rural communities, and our country. Today, we celebrate an important step toward restoring the rule of law and common sense regulation. We have a system of rules and regulations that govern this country, making our communities safer, protecting the quality of our food, and protecting our environment, all while ensuring our constitutional rights are preserved. It's our job as Americans to be sure that our government is by the people, remains for the people. So when a regulation or rule comes along that ignores the rule of law and gives any agency power beyond what Congress and the Constitution allow, then it's time for all of us to speak up. That's just what you have done, and this win is yours. I have always said that any farmer or rancher should be able to look out on the land without having to invite a posse of lawyers and consultants and know what is and what isn't a regulated waterway. That wasn't possible under the 2015 rule because the rule wasn't about water. It was a federal land grab, pure and simple. Courts across the country recognize this, and now the EPA and the Corps, under the President's direction, have righted this wrong. Some will accuse us of being anti-regulation. That's unfair and untrue. Farmers and ranchers know better than almost anyone the importance of keeping our food safe and protecting our natural resources. We all deserve clean water and clear rules. Farm Bureau is hopeful that farmers soon will have the common sense rules we have been calling for as we look to the new clean water rule the administration is finalizing. It's been a breath of fresh air working with EPA Administrator Wheeler as he has walked the talk when it comes to giving farmers a seat at the table. Under his leadership, EPA has invited farmers and ranchers and business owners to give their input, and the agency has listened. From all we've seen in the published draft, the new Clean Water Rule promises to work for agriculture as well as it does for environmental protection. The new rule recognizes the conservation work we are doing and provides the clarity we need to keep producing America's food. Now, more than ever, farmers and ranchers should take pride in our conservation story. We are growing more food with fewer resources and reducing our environmental footprint. Let's continue to share that story, starting with our neighbors and communities. Farming is work grounded in trust across generations and communities. Trust that we will do right by the land and do what's best for our families and neighbors. I am proud of the work you all are doing every day to make your farms and ranches more sustainable. Today's victory is a testament to your perseverance and dedication to protecting the land, air, and water we all enjoy now and for generations to come. Proposed regulatory changes by the U.S. Forest Service would streamline the way the agency handles environmental analysis and decision-making. The proposal addresses many of the long-standing flaws with National Environmental Policy Act compliance and will help the agency better tackle land management activities, including fire prevention, suppression, and suppression, according to AFBF. NEPA requires agencies to analyze the environmental effects of proposed actions. To comply with NEPA rules, agencies prepare environmental impact statements or environmental assessments. While the Council on Environmental Quality says an EIS should be less than 150 pages, the average Forest Service EIS runs several hundred pages, with the associated documentation pushing the page total to the thousands. Not surprisingly, an EIS takes significant time to prepare, with the average time required rising from 817 days to more than 1,300. The Trump administration's repeal of the 2015 Waters of the U.S. rule last week represents a big win for farmers and ranchers, according to AFBF. Don Parrish, AFBF's Senior Director of Regulatory Relations, explained in an interview that the repeal is the result of grassroots efforts by Farm Bureau members and others in agriculture. He said this is a huge win for Farm Bureau. Repeal will ultimately lead to another step, a new regulation that provides the kind of clarity that I think our members deserve, that I think the public deserves, but it also provides protections for water quality. Further, Parrish said the next step to develop a rule that provides clarity and really draws a line on the landscape. On one side of the line, the waters are important enough that the federal government should regulate. On the other side of that line, states should regulate. While on the higher side of pre-report estimates, the Agriculture Department's September crop production report shows corn and soybean yields are down from 2018 and lower than the projections posted in the agency's August crop production report. Corn production for 2019 is now projected at 13.8 billion bushels, 1% lower than the August estimate of 13.9 billion bushels and down 4% from 2018. Soybean production in 2019 is now projected at 3.6 billion bushels, down slightly from the August estimate, but down nearly 1 billion bushels, or 20% from 2018. The Agriculture Department recently opened enrollment for the Agriculture Risk Coverage and Price Loss Coverage programs, known as ARC and PLC. Recently, John Newton, AFBF Chief Economist, explained the differences between the programs. PLC is a price-based safety net that provides support to a farmer whenever the marketing year average price for the commodity falls below the reference price. And ARC County's revenue-based safety net program protection is based on the five-year average of the farmer's county revenue and the marketing year average price. So we look at both prices and revenue under ARC County and prices only under PLC. Farmers and ranchers are being denied due process as part of an abuse of discretion by the Natural Resources Conservation Service, according to a ruling by the Court of Appeals for the Seventh Circuit. The ruling is highlighted in a letter from AFBF calling on Agriculture Secretary Sonny Perdue to enact much-needed reforms in the agency. The letter focuses on the case of an Indiana farm owned by David and Rita Boucher and Mrs. Boucher's 17-year saga of unfair treatment at the hands of the NRCS staff. The Bouchers removed 9 trees on 2.8 acres, and NRCS, in turn, demanded they plant 300 trees per acre as compensation. The court found that NRCS wrongly accused the Bouchers of harming a non-existent wetland on their property, but made no effort to correct the record even after the accusations were shown to be groundless. The NRCS judgment made the farm ineligible for a wide variety of government programs, creating a roadblock for the Bouchers to obtain the loans and crop insurance necessary to stay in operation. Timing is everything. As a parent, that means grabbing a non-washable magic marker from your toddler's hands right before the tip touches the living room wall. As a commuter, it's about rolling up to the bus stop so that you're not waiting too long in the rain, but you're not cutting it so close that you're running after the bus as it pulls away. Farmers, too, have tight timelines set by Mother Nature. When their fruits and vegetables are ripe for picking, there's no time to waste. And waste is exactly the outcome when farmers can't get enough workers in their fields at just the right time. A World Wildlife Fund analysis examined 4 crops during the 2017-2018 growing season at farms in Florida, New Jersey, Idaho, and Arizona. The WWF report, funded by the Walmart Foundation and the Foundation for Food and Agriculture Research, indicated that 40% of tomatoes, 39% of peaches, 56% of romaine lettuce, and 2% of processing potatoes were left in the field. The report cited labor costs as a major driver of that waste, along with weather and market conditions. And on behalf of the Macoupin County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, I am Mark Duggar. Have a great day, and God bless America.